The Six Pointer Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Six Pointer Podcast following EFB's 1-2 defeat at home to OB on the opening game of the season. The Six Pointer Podcast is brought to you by Graphic Vision DK for all of your multimedia needs in the wider Zealand area. I'm here with Graphic Vision DK's Anas Bjerin, VP, VP. Vice President, President.
I'm both VP and President.
Yeah, so Anas, your thoughts on the disappointing 2-1 defeat today?
In my eyes, it was a 1-1.
Because you switched off for 9 minutes.
No, because there was 5 minutes extra time, and the score in plus 7.
96.
No, it was a 1-2, and yeah, that was sad because I think we really did well.
I think I said to you after about 20 minutes that you saw that the gulf in quality from what we were watching last season compared to what we're watching this season. Obviously, this was, you know, a Super League team just coming down, so that might have screwed things a little bit. But
yeah, it was
the quality of football was a lot better. Yeah,
the quality in general was quite better. Yeah,
both, it was a good game of football to watch.
Both the other team, but also the Express team, it was good.
And look, I always say, you know, don't let the football ruin a day out of the football. The fact it was a beautiful day, the sun was out, we had a few beers, you know.
Just a few, mate.
We should set the scene here. We're in Jordan Louise in the Torve here in Esplanade, having a few beers, having a great time. And yeah, look, harking back to the game itself, we had a few beers before the game. There was a lot of anticipation before the game, you know. It was nice to see so many EFB fans there. It was probably the highest attendance, wasn't it, that we'd seen for a couple of years.
Plus 6,000 spectators. It was nice to see the whole sea stand completely full because it's been a long time since we've seen that.
Yeah, and obviously nice also to see away fans. There was, I think it was about 1,000.
It was about 1,000
fans there as well.
And they made a great atmosphere as well. Yeah.
They did, and that's something which I think we've missed as well in the second division. I think we've missed the away fans coming and creating that atmosphere. And It made for a great game, didn't it?
Yeah, because you and me, we talked about that. The biggest number of away fans we have seen in second division is about 40.
Yeah,
like
it already has
been. Now we had about around 1,000, so it's great. And then and we have about, it must be at about 5,500 Esbjerg fans. It was great. It was great to see. There was a great atmosphere. There was a great atmosphere in the fan corner. The Novesco made a great effort.
Yeah, it really was, wasn't it? It was a nice day. I think it was also nice to see in the town before the game we saw OB fans, even outside the EFB cafe as well. We saw OB fans, EFB fans having a few beers, mixing, talking about the game, talking about the season they had. And it was just a very what's the Danish word? Hygge.
Yeah, and it was nice to see because both OB and us, we are in blue and white stripes. So
you couldn't tell the difference.
Yeah, it wasn't yellow Brøndby shirt or something like that. It was blue and white stripes, and it was fantastic. And most of them was behaving very good. So it was nice.
Yeah, it was. And to the game itself, I think OB took the lead early on. I think it was about 10-15 minutes or so. For that number 10, who I said to you for about
he's going to be a very.
He looked like a tricky customer. He looked like someone who could take players on, who wanted to like run out of defence. And I think also their left back as well had our number 2 on toast as well, to be fair. And it was a difficult day for our defence. But admittedly, we also caused them a lot of problems as well. I think we looked surprisingly good going forward.
We had a lot of chances in there. Before we started recording, we had the statistics about the game, and we had the same 4 attempts on goal each team, so it wasn't just one way. You know?
It was an even game, wasn't it? I mean, had it not been for, you know, the goal in the 96th minute, or it would have been from a corner which was headed down, I think we should track back there and let's talk about the Esbjerg goal, which was, I think, laid off by Nicholas Strunk. to Emil Holton,
Holton,
who finished with a plum in the second half, about 10 minutes in, which is no more than EFB deserved, really. I think, given the balance of the game, I think that EFB deserved that goal, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. And I'm very glad that it was Emil Holton that was scoring the goal, because I just bought the new shirt and the new away shirt, and I got Emil Holton back on both of them. And I have been a bit, anxious about that. Maybe he will go to another team, because he's only having, a very short of his contract left. But now he made a goal, and maybe he could, he will be here. I hope so.
Well, it's fingers crossed, let's hope so. And look, on that subject, there's been a lot of change in EFB, and also OB as well, I think. Obviously, you told me there was like 15 different players that come in.
Yeah, OB had they have lost a lot of their profiles. And they have gotten a lot of new players from their academy, from the youth section, but also from other clubs and stuff. So it's a whole new team there.
And I'm not an OB fan, but I can only hope that for them that creates a bit of excitement to see obviously their own prospects, their own players coming through the academy. But going back to EFB, what do you make of the signings that EFB have made? Because obviously, we've seen people like Steve Simpson leave the club. Someone who, I was a big fan of, and I had a bit of a dialogue with him when he left, and I said to him, that come the last sort of 6 to 8 weeks of the season last year, it was like watching Prime Morford to heart. It was a joy to watch Steve Simpson. He was fantastic.
He was growing.
He blossomed as a player, and I think he's definitely a player that can play in the Super League, and maybe he'll go back to England at some point. But in terms of the players coming in, What have you made of that? How do you feel about the new players coming in?
Yeah, as you said, I was feeling a bit sad about Simpson, because
he's an important part of the team.
Yeah, and I was starting to. It's wrong to say I was starting to like him, because I liked him, but he was growing, he was blooming, he was doing very well, and the club said so. They said that he was going very well, but they got a lot of new players in his place, so it was natural that he was going.
There's an explanation.
Yeah, but if you're seeing what we have got in this window until now, I think we should be very glad, because we've got a Felix from and we got, I can't remember all the names, but we have got a lot of good players from some of them from second division, from Aarhus Fremad and stuff.
Some of the best performing players. Picking the cream of the crop.
And we have played against the teams, and our coach said that they have been very annoying playing against, because they've been very good. So now we have brought them to our club, and I think that what I have seen, it's looked very good, because I think it's very good, and I think that we could be glad for this window.
No, I agree with you completely, and there's also a lot of players who clearly have room to develop and get better at the club in facilities that, let's not make two bones about it. EFB still has the facilities and infrastructure of a Super League club, so that can attract players perhaps who should be playing better than the first division.
I think maybe it was Felix or something that said that he had been played in the same league as Esbjerg last year, but coming to Esbjerg was a whole new world, because the stadium, the organization, everything was just one or two leagues above,
And obviously that's something to cling on to. So if you're going to attract these sort of players, it's only going to make the club better. And look, whilst today is disappointing, obviously, to lose in the manner that we did, and I think that on balance, a draw probably would have been a fair result, which not many people would have expected, given the fact that obviously OB were coming down, EFB were coming up.
Exactly. So we're in the bottom, the top, if you're looking at the line. So
the bookies would have said, the betting would have said an OB win. So I think that given the performance now, EFB can take a lot from that in terms of going into the season.
Yeah, of course. I think we played a good game. It was very sad that we didn't win, but I think that, as you said, we can use a lot from this game, and we can take a lot with us. And I think that if we are playing like this, it will be okay.
And look, you and I did a podcast very quickly on the way back from the last game this season, and I appreciate our listeners might not be able to hear that very well because there was a lot of wind noise.
But
what is this season? What's most important for you for this season? Is it consolidation? Is it to finish in the top half? Is it survival? What would be success for you for EFB this season?
as a fan of the club that have been playing in the Superliga for many years, of course, the success will be playing in the Superliga next year, of course. But I know that we've just gone from the second division to the first division, and I know that it's not obvious that we are going to the Superliga next year. So, of course, I would be glad, and I hope that we're going to the Superliga. But if we're just and making a strong team and showing that we can be there and we can, you know, play good against the big teams, then it's okay by me.
Yeah.
And then up next season.
Yeah, I completely agree with you, because I mean there is also the danger, obviously, if you go up too soon, you come straight back down again. That's not what you want.
We don't want to be that team like a
Vinyl team. No, you want to be able to go up, stay up. So if this season is about consolidation, confirming your place in the league, creating a foundation that you can then build upon to go up next season.
And build a strong team.
Yeah. Definitely, 100%. So, look, it's disappointing as a result today, but let's try and be positive. We always try to be positive in this podcast.
Of course.
And obviously, you know, we've got things like the ownership as well. Oh, the beers are fantastic.
The ownership is back on local hands. So.
That's another thing to celebrate. The beers, the weather, everyone's having a good time. We're out here in the square now. People in good spirits, despite the result. You know, there's a few EFB shirts around here now.
Yeah.
And I would say also, you know, we've had two new EFB shirts come out. We've had the Centenary one come out.
And that away shirt is one of the coolest shirts we ever had for a long time.
It is very nice. And what was so nice today is when we went pre-match to see so many people wearing a new shirt. Because you almost got a feeling that so many people were excited about the new season. We were buying into it. And that excitement can only build for more. And whilst there were 6,000 people here today, and I appreciate first game of the season, people might not come again. But you can hope from what they've seen today, with the positivity of the performance, that they will still come for the rest of the season. We can have a good, strong atmosphere, because this make no bones about it. You know, that atmosphere really can be the 12th man, especially in that corner as well. They can really drive the ball, and I think the EFB can be the best fans in the league to help push that club forward.
And that is very important, because that could be the 12th player.
Yeah. 100%. So, yeah. Please do look at our Twitter and Instagram at Split6PointPodcast on Instagram. Don't forget to check out Graphic Vision DK as well for all your multimedia needs. Anna's will drive.
Slide in my DM.
And Anna's will drive anywhere.
Yeah,
anywhere.
I will.
Don't worry about it. He'll get on a plane, he'll get on a train, he'll get on a boat. If you want him, he'll be there.
That's what she said.
The man is available. He's an available man.
Also for business.
Also business, of course. Yeah. Not just for the ladies out there as well. There are men out there. We don't discriminate now. Any men that want Alice as well want to welcome to him. For business needs, obviously, of course. So, hopefully, a positive start to the season despite the result for EFB, and let's hope they can push on.
Yeah, and just for the closing, I've heard that today that the 17th of August we're playing home. Are you here?
Of course,
yeah. And that will be the day where we are celebrating the 100 years birthday of the club, so that will be fantastic.
So even more reason, if you didn't get down today, get down on the 17th, support the club, support the...
Get to the stadium.
Yeah.
We have heard rumours about that it will be the biggest tifo you have ever seen on the Blue Water Arena.
I look forward to seeing it, so yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. At 6Pointer Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Keep supporting the clubs, keep supporting the podcast, keep supporting Graphic DK as well. Thanks very much for your time.
The 6Pointer Podcast.